Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Where's your girl, Miss Diamond. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond.
Oh, shoot.
Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, world. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go.
I'll see you. everybody. I'm your host, Ms. Diamond, and you have tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. Today I have a great show lined up for you, and I also have an exclusive interview with the wonderful group L-Dub out of Detroit, Michigan. This is an exclusive interview that you won't want to miss. I am also dedicating this show to the loving memory of Winona Boothby. But first, I must talk to you about your dreams and your goals. That's my topic of discussion. So I don't know that dream that you have, I don't care how disappointing it may have been as you work towards that dream that you're holding on to in your mind, that it's possible. Some of you already know it's hard, and it's not easy. It's hard changing your life. Did you know that in the process of chasing your dreams, you're going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, and, oh, yes, a lot of haters. At times, you will doubt yourself. You will ask, why is this happening to me? For those of you who have experienced some hardship, don't give up on that dream. Hardships come, but they are not there to stay. It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. A lot of people like to complain about their situation, but don't want to do anything about it. It's necessary for you to get those losers out of your lives that won't let you live your dreams. Most people don't chase their dreams because they have fear. Fear of failure and, oh, yes, fear of success. You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get other people to like you. You know other people better than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You invested so much time in them that you don't even know who you are. I challenge you to spend some time by yourself. Everybody won't see your vision, and everybody won't be joining you. It's necessary to attract those who are hungry and who want that dream themselves and who are willing and ready to chase that dream as well. Not dream killers and definitely not dream stealers. Someone's opinion of me and someone's opinion of you shouldn't be your reality. Chase your dreams. It's all up to you. Invest in yourself. And even through the faces of disappointment, you might be willing to keep pushing because it's your dream. Some of you won't get to the next level until you can get that dream in your head and in your mind. So today I say, invest in yourself. Read. Educate yourself. Invest in your mind. Spend time on your dreams. Take and separate yourself from the outside interferences. I challenge you to get to a place where people who don't even like you, it doesn't even bother you. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to blow up. You're trying to get to the next level. Take that next step by putting action behind your dreams. Say to yourself, it's not over until I win. Live your dreams. Be your dreams.
Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. Checking your smile, working your back like it's going out of style. Shake just a little bit faster, shake just a little now, girl. I'm dying to meet you, so let's mess around. Got an obsession with us getting down. Come just a little bit closer, I just need permission, so
baby, let me know that
I have a girlfriend? Well, technically no. If you be my girlfriend, then I'll make it so. You be my only true lover. No competition, no other. Maybe it's just the thrill of the chase, but I've got a feeling I'm winning this race. Baby, I'm getting much closer. I just need permission, so
lame nigga factory. She said, what kind of girl do you think that I are? The kind that you meet in a bar. You think you can get whatever you want, cause you some kind of star. No, I'm a comment, I just want you, woman. Hey, if I were you, it would be me that I go home with. Three, the one and only. One thing you ain't considered, I heard you when you told your girl, ooh, we can get it. Admit it, you did it. Let's hop a cab and split it. I'm kidding, we broke coins to where you living. I got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robin Givens. No, I don't know that lady, so let me quit it. I'm just style freeing, freestyling, which I seldom do. This is what I'm telling you.
Hey, everybody, I'm back. This is your girl, Miss Diamond. You have tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. That was Green Light by John Legend and Andre 3000. Oh, ready to go right now, huh? Got y'all ready. Well, you guys won't want to miss. We have a wonderful interview for you guys today. L Stubbs is a beautiful, talented, and positive female quintet group based out of Detroit, Michigan. These young ladies are going to knock your socks off. They have an exclusive interview that you won't want to miss. You guys want to check me out on Facebook. My Facebook page is Miss Diamond Hot Topic. Chat with me. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know right now. Call in. What's your dream? What's your goal? You know, we'd love to hear it. Put it out there in the atmosphere. Speak it as if it is so. Stay tuned right here on Facebook Success Radio, as I have that interview coming up for you. But right now, I'm going to play Jennifer Hudson's Spotlight, the remix featuring Young Jeezy. Let's go.
What you drinking?
Oh, that was a hot one right there. That's exactly how you have to feel when you're chasing your dreams and your goals. You can't live under one person's spotlight. You have to be able to chase that dream. Chase your goals. Go after it. It's yours. Nobody else in this world is going to go as hard as you are. So, I want to say what's up to Mr. Eddie Willis. I'll be bringing him on a little bit later as well. I have an interview with him. And he's going to talk to us about his time with the Funk Brothers. He was a guitarist from Motown. Oh, I love the Funk Brothers. And I know you guys do as well. So don't miss out on that. Make sure you tune in live right here on Facebook Success Radio. I am your host, Miss Diamond. And coming up soon, Mr. Eddie Willis of the Funk Brothers. That's definitely a treat. Right now, I'm going to come up with Avant, Kiki White, Nothing in This World, right here on Facebook Success Radio. It's your girl, Miss Diamond.
Oh,
Hey, everybody, we are back live right here on Facebook Success Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Diamond. You have tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. And speaking of Interviews with the Stars, we have today the wonderful group, Elsa and Mr. Eddie Willis. This is something you definitely won't want to miss. So I'm going to give you guys a treat. I'm going to play one of their songs for you. It's called Neither One of Us by Elsa, right here on Facebook Success Radio.
To be the first to say goodbye. Thank you.
Oh, that's a classic right there. I just gave you guys a little nugget. That was Neither One of Us. And you'll understand a little bit later why I played that song and how special it is to the group, L. Stubb and Mr. Eddie Woods. So today's topic is about chasing your dreams and your goals. And I'm going to bring a caller on the line right now so that they can talk to me about your dreams and your goals. Hello, caller.
Hello, Ms. Diamond. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. And you? How are you?
I'm doing great. Big shout out to you and your radio show. I listen all the time. I mean, I just really love what you're doing. You just bringing a new change to radio, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, I appreciate you for calling in. Caller, what's your name?
Marlon Blair, a.k.a. Mark Hustle. I'm the owner and designer for Cohart Clothing, and I kind of wanted to call in because you were talking about dreams and goals. And I really like what you're saying because I think it's important to pursue dreams and goals and never give up on your dreams. I mean, for me, I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and, you know, I never had any goals or dreams or anything like that. I was pretty much just, you know, your typical, you know, product of the environment, growing up on the streets, you know, a single mom, high school dropout. And, you know, nobody ever taught me about really having dreams and goals. And then until, like, later on in my life, I learned how important it was to keep those dreams close to you and then pursue them. Because now look at me, I mean, you know, years later, here I am, you know, the owner of an established clothing line called Gohar Clothing and an actor for The Dirty, which is shout out in the Bay Area. And, you know, I would have never known if I wouldn't have never known how these things would have played out in my life if I wouldn't have really believed and stuck to my goals and my dreams.
Oh, that is awesome. That is amazing. So shout out your clothing line again.
Oh, the clothing line is Gohar Clothing. You can catch it on Facebook at www.facebook.com/GoharClothing. I also have a Gohar Ladies line, which is you can also see that on Facebook.com/GoharLadies. And, you know, you can browse and shop for a lot of my designs at www.zazzle.com. That's Zazzle, ZAZZLE.com/GoharClothing. I also sell clothes on The Dirty website, because I'm an actor for The Dirty, a new drama TV series that's coming out on Ko-fi, that's K-O-F-Y TV in the Bay Area. It's going to be premiering on the 15th, and it's going to be premiering on channels 13 and 20. And you can also see more about that on www.thedirtywebseries.com.
Oh, that is amazing, you guys. That is amazing. So I want to thank you, caller, for calling in, Mr. Marlon Blair, and shouting out his dreams and his goals. You know, that is really important for you guys to chase your dream and chase your goals. You know, like you said,
absolutely.
He came from Detroit.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, a lot of my friends back in Detroit, they're, you know, I call them, they're still doing some of the same things that they were doing when I left, you know. It's just, you know, I wish that I can really impart to them how important it is to do something that you believe in, because I personally believe that that's what the reason that we're in the world, you know, that's why we were here and put on earth, is to fulfill whatever it is, our, like, God-given talents and our dreams and goals, and to really and make money by doing it. So, you know, so I feel like if I could come up in Detroit, you know, if I can make it through that, I can make it through anything. So, you know, I just want to, you know, tell everybody that, you know, don't give up on your dreams and goals. You know, don't give up on the things that you believe is far-fetched. You know, those are the very things that's going to turn around and happen for you. Just when you thought it wasn't going to happen, it turns around and it's just going to you know, just be right there. It's going to be happening. You're going to love it. And you're just going to be, you know, enjoying yourself. So, you know, keep going. Even when it gets hard, you know, keep going. Stick with it, you know. You know, invest your time, effort, and money into it, and then it'll happen. It's going to happen in due time. It'll happen. But stick with it, and it's going to take a lot of belief and a lot of faith. But stay with it.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, caller, for calling in and talking to us about dreams and goals and how important it is. Right here on Faith of Success Radio, I am your host, Ms. Diamond, Interviews with the Stars.
Like the lovely lady just like this. Baby, all week I've been saying you need to open up. This girl, I think I've been patient for long enough. I ain't never been the type for holding in or holding out for sex, but baby, I guess I see you as can't hold it no more.
Take my love, it's yours.
Baby, I can read your mind.
You want my love,
you want it all through the night, eh?
Baby,
I'll get it right.
Your body once more,
and I put in so much time.
My Love by Mr. Joe. Love that song. Love that song. So right now I'm going to bring up another song for you guys. I'm going to play Dreamin' by the wonderful group L Stuff. I have an exclusive interview with them you won't want to miss it. So stay tuned right here on Face Up Success Radio. Callers in the building. Caller, who's there?
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. We're here.
Hi. We're here.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Sounds like we have the group L Stubbs in the building. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say I appreciate you guys calling in for today's interview. I know a lot about you guys, you know, and the first thing that I want to say is that I love the fact that you guys are from Detroit. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
So it's a pleasure
absolutely
to interview you guys today.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you for having us. Thank you.
Yes. No problem. Yes. So one by one, tell your listeners and tell your fans exactly who's calling in on today.
Okay. I'm Rhonda.
Well, I'm
Rhonda
Pam.
Robinson.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Pam Fuller.
And I'm Sheila Stubbs Taylor.
Thelma Stubbs Mitchell.
And that's Robin Pierce.
Yeah, we have all of the Stubbs girls here.
Yes, lovely, lovely, lovely. Now, let me
and
tell
you have still Bill Payton.
Oh, that's what
Bill
I was waiting for.
Yes, you have Bill Payton on the line, too. How y'all doing?
All righty. Hi, Bill.
Hey,
how are
Bill?
You?
Okay.
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Those are
hi,
Bill's
Bill.
Angels. good.
Now, when I think of L Stubbs as a group, I think of beautiful, I think of talented, I think of positive
wow.
and motivating.
Oh, how
yes,
nice. Thank you.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you.
You know, you guys' music have really paved the way, and I really love exactly what you're doing. For those of your fans who don't know, just give them a little background about where you came from and your start.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Thelma, why don't you start? She's the boss of the applesauce.
Well, they call me the boss of the applesauce. But these girls started at mom's bathroom singing when they were just little kids.
Yeah.
And up through the years, they just enjoyed singing, enjoyed making people happy and motivating people, and that's what we're all about. Girls, one of you girls want to take it from there.
Well, if I can add to that, my our great uncles, Uncle Levi of the Four Tops, and also Uncle Joe of the Contours and the Falcons, they both paved the way for us, and
mm-hmm.
we truly loved Motown, and we're working right now with the wonderful Funk Brothers on a tour on our way for
yeah,
a wonderful tour.
Still Bill.
And when we're not yeah. touring and doing great shows, we also motivating our youth, encouraging
mm-hmm.
them to stay on the trucks, staying cool. So we really have a great history of singing and sharing our beautiful music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, great,
if I may
great.
Horn in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we come from a long line of entertaining, and as children, we watched our uncles entertain, and it was fascinating to us, and we couldn't wait to try
mm-hmm.
it because it seemed so effortless to him. Both of our uncles, when we watched them perform, it was effortless, and we just kind of loved the way that they gave back to the public and the way the public received them. And we just hoped one
mm-hmm.
day that we would be so lucky, and God has blessed us. And working with the Funk Brothers and so many other
yes.
different entities that we've been involved in, we feel like we've been
yes.
truly blessed.
Wow. And we've also had some wonderful musicians that we work with here in the city. And we just love, we love
mm-hmm.
Motown. We love Motown.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. You guys are known to be R&B divas, soulful,
ooh.
Sultry, and sexy.
Ooh. Hey, we accept. We accept. We'll take it.
You know, I just asked, you know, I've asked on Facebook, you know, tell me what do you think about L Stubbs. You know, a lot of my following has come from all over the world, and a lot of people, those were the things that they said about you guys.
Oh, wow.
You guys were just so motivational. You know, they love your style. They love where you came from.
Yes.
And they love how you guys, you know, are a family because all of you guys are related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Three
we
of us are sisters
and cousins.
Three sisters
right.
and aunt, which is Levi's and Joe Stubbs' baby sister, Thelma, and my first
mm-hmm.
cousin, Sheila, which is, there's three generations involved there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
That
yes,
is definitely
yeah.
amazing. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
ask Pamela a question. So, Pamela,
okay. sure.
Seeing that you're a family group from Detroit,
mm-hmm.
and you guys come from a musical legacy, tell me how did that add to you as a singer, or how did that add to your group as singers?
As a singer? Well, yes. Well, because, you know, even our grandparents were, our grandfather was a singer. He loved to sing. And by our
and
uncles, and our father, he sounded just like Nat King Cole. And I
know,
and I'm going to reach right into those genetics and say,
yes.
You know, it just passed down. You know, the legacy lives on, and it just made a wonderful impact in our lives. And we also have children that are growing up doing great music as well.
Yeah,
we do. That's absolutely true.
And
so
we
know
congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, it's a joy to do what we do. Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. And we love
you
so much that we.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I thought someone else was saying. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I just want to say congratulations to you guys for the award that you guys have received and the nomination.
Yeah.
You guys have earned the nomination for the Detroit Black Music Awards, the category of Best R&B Singing Group.
A wonderful honor. A wonderful honor. Yeah, and it's a host of talented people here in the city, so we feel really honored to even be nominated or to receive the award because there's so many talented people here. There's no doubt about that.
It is, without a doubt.
Yes.
Yeah. And we look forward to maybe coming to your town one day.
I definitely love it. I definitely invite you guys out. You know, I want to give everybody where I'm at a treat.
Thank you.
Wow.
We
want to
thank.
We also have given back to the community. Me, Robin, and Pam, we're sisters, and we started a nonprofit organization back in 1994. Pam, she's one of our writers and arrangers, and she wrote some songs years ago about staying on the drugs and staying in school. And we put a show together, and we took it to the schools. And community functions, and we encourage to say no to drugs and stay in school, and have gotten great response for that. And we do Motown. The kids, even the principals, the counselors, they hire us to educate the kids about Motown, and it is so wonderful.
We go out to the nursing home and do a show for the seniors. And all the Scarborough folks, Alma, Sheila, we all get together.
Yeah, they all come
and
out.
They also get together with us to go out to the schools. And so we, it's just an honor. That's right. So we're so grateful that people, you know, they love it when we go out. And we have sometimes the adults come to us and say, well, you know, I'm so grateful to hear this thing on the drugs because I need it to be strong.
What makes it really wonderful with that is doing the concert stages and then going down to do the nursing homes or the schools. It's a gratifying feeling.
It's really no different to us
from doing the concert stage to doing that because it's all making people happy.
So the funny part is
that the little kids, when we were told the school, they really think that we are stars.
Yeah, we signed a lot of autographs.
They used to run behind our van like the Jacksons. They would run behind.
You guys are stars. What are you saying? You guys are definitely stars.
You know, we don't look at ourselves like that. We just look to be blessed to be performing. You know, blessed to have gifts, and it is gratifying when a little 6-year old locks around your leg and follows you around and won't let you go. You know, that has happened numerous times to us where little kids lock on our legs and they, while we're performing, they lock around our legs, and you know, we have to drag them on stage with us. But it's just a good feeling to know that they feel that way about us. That's wonderful, you know.
Yeah.
It is.
And the most part I get out of it is that we're teaching them, encouraging them, and making them aware of so many things. And you know, and it's just a great thing. I also want to share that Mr. Greg Hanley is. We want to thank him so much for introducing us to Face It. Yes, thank you. Faces of Success, because we really couldn't wait. It was anxious to be here on your station. So thank you so much again for having
us. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
Thank
hey, you know
so
what, girl?
Much.
We're forgetting someone. We can't forget Crew Records, Butch Berg, and William Guest of Gladys and the Tip. These were from Crew Records. These are the guys that saw us and really, you know, put a lot into us and believed in us. And we have to say a special thanks to them. Renee Patton from the Pip, the wife of the Pip,
Renee,
and Edward, and Monique. So many of them. Just having someone believe in you means everything, you know, because we worked a long, hard road, you know. So that is really, and we have to say to youngsters that are listening, if you have a talent, stick with it, you know, don't give it up because. I'm telling you, what's meant for you will be yours, and that's just that simple.
Yes. Never give up on your dreams.
No,
also special thanks to Fresh Entertainment out of New York for keeping our music alive too, and Big Fifty Productions and Full Stars Productions also.
Yes,
we now that we're torn with the Funk Brothers, we want to thank Mr. Bill because he's putting an outstanding David Ruffin.
Are you there, Bill?
Wow.
Bill.
I'm here.
And also the Doors. And we also like to thank Guest Stars Inc. for presenting the stuff, girl.
Hey, I guess we're going to end up being Bill's angels, huh?
Bill's angels.
That's right.
Bill's angels on the show. We'll do our own thing as well as work with Bill. So that's going to be a hell of a show. We're looking forward to that. Absolutely.
Yes, it's going to be so nice.
Yes, we cannot wait to meet Bill and sing with him.
Yeah.
Tell them all who's going to be on that particular show.
You know, Bill, why don't you do the honor? Why don't you do the honor and tell them who's going to be on that?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as we got Mr. Eddie Willis, the only living Funk Brothers.
Wow.
There. But he put together all-star cast band members. Some of the old Motown singers that came along after him, musicians, like Tony Newton. He lived out there in L.A. He's the bass player. He was the one who played that I Want You Back and a lot of Diana Ross songs and the Four Tops. Yes. He's the bass player. We got an all-star and Paul Richmond, who's on guitar. He did a song like In the Mood for Tyrone Davis and Shining Star in Manhattan and the group Champagne. He was also the one who produced them. But not only that, we got Mr. G.C. Cameron up in Venice. And he sang with the Temptation. He's going to be on this particular show. Yeah, that's GC there. Hey, GC.
Hi. How are you?
All right.
How are you doing? Yeah.
So for those of you who have just tuned in, this is your girl, Miss Diamond. Right here on Facebook Success Radio, I have Elsa Dust in the building.
Yeah.
Yes,
hello.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hey.
Yeah.
So, Miss Thelma, I have a question for you.
Yes. Yes,
ma'am.
Tell
us, how is your style different from what we're already hearing today?
Well, it's different in that we do a genre of music. I mean, we don't just do any one set. I mean, since everyone in the group leads, we can do a litany of different styles. Like we can even do Louis Armstrong. We can do Elvis Presley. Woo. We can do Michael Jackson. We do
Whitney Houston.
So
Gladys
we
Knight.
Have a heck of a style. Gladys Knight. We have a heck of a style.
And we can do some.
So.
I guess we will be the female version of the Five Heartbeats.
And yes, we do fight.
We know that someone was going to ask us sooner or later, but we're five females and we're family. Of course we fight. Are you kidding? But
and we're all strong women.
But when we hit that stage, we're one.
Yeah.
Everything is a little
yeah.
baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
He's
is
smiling
amazing
and...
growing up.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is amazing coming from a legendary
mm-hmm.
background, coming from a legendary family who has really set the foundation for where music has taken off to. You know, so hats off to your family, hats off
yeah, thank
to
you.
The group
thank
and
you.
Everything that you guys are doing.
Thank
so
you.
Let's play a little game here.
mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I'm going to say a word, and
mm-hmm.
Rhonda,
mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what comes to mind when I say Hitsville.
I think of Berry Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Berry
Motown.
Gordy and all the wonderful sounds that he produced. Wow.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
So, Mr. Bill,
yeah,
we may add that Bill will be doing all the songs of David Ruffin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work away from
mm-hmm.
it all. Just all the songs of David Ruffin, still Bill will be performing
yes.
those songs.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Amazing.
Can't wait. And we understand that he's a bad man.
All right. Still Bill.
Hey, let me tell you something. You got to come with your A game on that night. It's going to be going on in the house
on,
that
hold
night.
Hold on, girl. Hold on, girl. You got to come
with your
A
game.
Too.
Guess what? You know what?
What
gives me so great honor, we got Mr. G.C. Cameron on the other line. He one of my favorite
singers. Oh, that's what I'm
saying.
You better spin
time.
Around.
G.C.,
mm-hmm.
are you there, G.C.?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Look here. Say something, brother. Look, this is one of my favorite singers of all time. Him and
all
David
right,
Ruffin were the only people could sing. When I come to his GC, oh, man, that's the end of it. Go ahead, Mr. Cameron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Mr.
Yeah,
Cameron.
It's really a great pleasure and a great blessing to hear you guys talk because when you speak, it's very clear that the music is so important to you, which is so important to the world, and the music
yeah.
that Motown made.
Yeah.
And I think being one of the few, I guess, singers left from that era of Motown, being an original, it fills me with a
thank
lot
you.
Of joy and a lot of pride to hear when individuals speak of the music because I believe that society goes by the way of the music. And at the time that we were, when I was with the Spinners, as a singer there, we put a lot of love into the music, and so a lot of love came out of the music. And
yeah.
for the years that I've spent, yeah, the years I've spent with the Temptations, it was the same thing there. So, you
wow.
know, even from the It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday from the movie where I did the Cooley High thing, all of these
wow.
songs have such significance considering what we're listening to today, not to demean, not that it's derogatory in any sense, but when we were making babies instead of killing babies.
Mm-hmm.
And that
yeah.
is
right.
different
exactly.
in the music that we
yeah.
do today. And
right.
that means a lot to me to be able to be on a show with individuals like yourselves who love
mm-hmm.
the music
mm-hmm.
because I'm always learning.
Thank
I mean,
you
know,
wow.
it's always a treat to be with singers and entertainers and musicians and individuals who
wow.
respect the music and those who love the Lord, most of all.
Yes.
The ones who love the Lord.
Absolutely.
And
oh,
so
thank
it,
you.
It's going to be a blast.
Wow.
I hear yeah, by the grace
it's
of God. I'm
blast.
Looking forward to it and to
oh,
commemorate with, the music and to be with everyone and just be able to spiritually wrap myself around the individuals and begin to know people that I've not met yet. And that's a
mm-hmm.
good thing. I look forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I just got a little
wow.
history lesson there because I didn't know that you do it. It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. It was one of my favorite songs in the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
It really
wow.
was a beautiful song.
It's going to be a treat. It's going to be a treat June the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know
you're
on the line, James. Pardon me?
Is Eddie Willis on the line?
I don't think
Eddie's on yet.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think.
And you know what? You guys might want to educate everyone. Everyone knows who the Funk Brothers are, but to know that they did all the music for the Motown greats, I mean, all the music for,
yes,
for every song that you loved in Motown, they played it. That says a lot. And saying that, we're so honored to be a part of that. You know?
Can I say this concerning the Funk Brothers? Being there with Jameson and Yule and all the rest of the guys, and of course the only one left to do this music. I have to say that when I came home from Vietnam in 1967, I got with the Spinners a month after coming from the militarized zone in the Marine Corps. I spent my tour of duty in Vietnam. My last tour was there. So when I came home, I fell into a nest. David and Eddie, these guys were family to me. We all were in it together. Levi, the whole thing. Marvin Gaye was my brother-in-law. Okay.
Wow.
So
I
was married. Yeah, I was married to Barry Gordy's youngest sister, Gwen. And so being in the family after a period of time and watching and growing, even though I was younger, I realized that it was a great blessing going on. So when I first met with the Funk Brothers, when Stevie recorded It's a Shame on us, the Spinners, when we did It's a Shame, then it was like listening to the Funk Brothers, and I wondered as I scratched my head, how is it possible that these men could play this music that would change the world and the way that people all over the world could think?
And it
was mind-boggling to me that the Lord had put together a congregation of men who could play this music for everybody and make them feel like they were their own people. It was unbelievable. They made every artist feel like they were just playing for them.
And they did.
And they played for everybody.
And they managed to
give us a little piece of themselves individually and collectively, that we knew we were a family. And I think that's why the world engulfed it, because the power was so strong. You know, I mean, when you're talking about Paul Reiser arranging, and you talk about Dave Vanderbilt and all these guys who I watched and grew up under, and I still marvel at what they've done, the achievement, on how they played all this music for the world, and humble they were, how humble and beautiful. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I can't get past it, because I know that only God could do it. It was a spiritual movement
DC, this is
order. Yes.
DC, this is Eddie Willis.
Hey, Eddie.
I'm so thrilled about your conversation. I'm so thrilled. I'm so thankful. Man, you don't know how I feel behind this. You know,
you don't know how honored I am, Eddie, that you're here, man. I mean, you're like my brother. You're like my oldest brother. I have great love for you as a spiritual person, and for your abilities, and for the company that was kept by you, and that company that you kept being in. You guys were angels, man. You're angels. You're not just people. You came from another place to do a work, and you did that work with so much vigor, and you put everything into it. And the reason is that the world now can still listen to your work and rejoice in your work. That's when it was good. It's like if you get in a 52 Ford and you crank it up and it still run good and go fast, you know that car was made with something other than what they're making cars with today.
Yes, sir.
There you go,
brother. Exactly. True. So true. So true, man. And I'm thankful for your words, man, because, like I said, you know, that was a thing going on at that time, man, with the Funk Brothers, man. You know, it came to be a thing, you know.
It just grew.
It just grew so into a situation, man, whereas we loved each other. That's the doggone real deal of it, you know. And it wasn't all about play. It was all about all of that good work and that good music, man, and some prayers. You see, you don't leave them prayers out, man, because you know, you pray to get back down there the next day and hoping and praying that you do just as well of a job you did today, it will be there tomorrow that we can do even better. And that went down. I'm telling you, that did happen, man. You know, that was full of spirit, man. That whole situation, it was full of spirit.
Oh my God,
you know?
I just love. Wow, this is beautiful. This is going to be a success because God is in it. It's going to be a success.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, Mr. Eddie Lewis, Mr. Eddie Lewis, I want to say congratulations on your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for the Funk Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
I really thank you.
That is amazing.
I thank you deeply, so deeply, you know, because I must say this also. I was there for the rest of the guys. That's why I was there. I was, you know, I'm feeling like I was sent there, and the whole bit was for the Funk Brothers, those that were not there. And, you know, and I just felt like, well, this has been going on ever since. I feel that I was left here for a reason. And that's to try to carry it on. Carry it on a little bit further. Yeah, you know, because they're not here and they can't speak for themselves. So I'm here to do it, and I do plan on, if this is not my ending yet. You know, good Lord saying, look, he's telling me, you can move on up. You can move farther than what you were. So that's what I'm aiming for, and that's going to be for the rest of them Funk Brothers that couldn't be here.
That's right.
Funk Brothers are The Funk Brothers are responsible for Let's Get It On, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Just My Imagination, You, Love Child. I mean, please, Mr. Postman, my girl. Stop in the name of love.
Yes.
Amazing work.
Unbelievable. It was unbelievable, I tell you. You know, so that's what we're going to do June 14th. We're going to get it on again.
El Sub, you ready for that?
Yes, we ready. We got to be.
What Sub's been doing, keeping it alive. Yes.
Wow. Yes, this will be this won't be no play. This will be a buster, busting out.
Wow. Wow.
That's what's happening.
Busting out. Wow.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that we were born ready.
Yeah, I believe that.
We were born ready.
I
like you said, we don't have to get ready. We said we are ready.
Yes, I have to believe that too. No. Yeah. Knowing the clientele of people you came up with, I do believe it.
Oh,
I tell you, I believe it. Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Willis, tell me what comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what comes to mind when I say the word Motown, Mr. Willis.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
What does Motown mean to you when I say that, Motown?
Motown. I tell you this, it was the best time of my life. It was, I learned so much that I never thought I would ever know. I learned so doggone much that I feel pretty good as a pro right now. For if somebody want to pull off a session, I'm ready. You know, it just I didn't read music about half, half, and half when I went to Motown because I was going to Northern High School, you see.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was in the band there. Well, see, that did tell me what I had to do.
Mm.
And the teacher, the music teacher, Mr. Lawrence, he told me, well, if that's what you're aiming for, you know what you got to do. And then, so by doing that, I've been over hard in that class. And then when I came to Motown, you know, I was asked by Marv Johnson, you know, did I want to do a session? And never did one by my, you know, never in life. So, you know, good and well, I want to do something. That's what I'm aiming for, you know. That's my whole goal, man. You know,
wow.
I was playing some pretty decent guitar, actually, at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and did it. That's all I can say. I went in there and the bear daughter said, he did a good job. And I heard that because he asked, Marv asked him, what did he think? He said, he did wonderful, you know. And that was my first hit, I want to tell you.
Oh, wow.
And right on from there. So here I am, waiting on some more.
Beautiful. Wow.
You know, I'd like to also put it, you know, just say in,
yes,
you know, in favor of my late grandmother, Daisy Stubbs. She had
yes.
one heck of a family. She said when she was born, she said she had nothing but bees around her, bees, you know, bees that
yes.
doesn't.
Yes.
And she said that a lady told her, said, you're going to have, said, all of your kids are going to sing.
Oh,
and it
oh,
will
grandma.
Carry on,
yeah.
it will carry on, yes.
Yes.
Thelma, can you
oh,
tell
grandma
us a little
Vina.
Bit about that story?
Yes, yeah. There was some fortune teller that was around when Mom was born, and she said, this little baby is going to have some very famous kids. They're
mm-hmm.
going to be singers. So, hey.
I hear that.
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the rest is history.
I hear that.
So
I
nice.
Definitely
yeah.
Yes, I hear that.
Well,
you know.
Well, so
we can't
definitely.
Wait to team up with Mr. Bill and spin around a little bit here with Mr. Cameron.
Yes.
Yes, we can't wait. It's going to be a really nice show. Very
yes,
nice.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, G.
Yes.
Check this out, man. Look, you know what? What I love, I love it so much. The tune you were speaking on when I came on the phone. The one that
it's
I did
shame.
The introduction. The one, yeah, that's the one I did the introduction with there. I did that introduction to that. And
well,
I tell you, yeah, it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love that. That it's crazy. Just, I, you know, it was something.
Yeah.
Now, you know how it came about. I don't know if you were there. I think you were because I thought all the spinners were there that morning. You know,
uh-huh.
it was morning, too.
Yeah,
yeah
I remember.
When Fuqua came up with that, you know, and see, he kind of like clown, and you don't know if he's real or not. See, and he was telling me, you know, what he said, here's what I want you to do. I'm coming up with this introduction, and I want you to play it, you know. Well, see, he played so much because he did, because that tune of that's what girls are made for, you know, and
well,
he had me doing all that stuff, you know. And see,
right.
that was, I'm thinking that he's clowning again, but he was not clowning, you know. And look
mm-hmm.
at it. Hey.
That's right. That's
what
right.
What could I say? You know. Oh, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes,
I'm,
Lord.
I'm,
yeah,
I'm,
what, a great, what a great man he was. He was a great man. And
I
love him with a passion. Mm-hmm. He was really the hard valve in the heart of Motown, to be honest with you, musically speaking.
Sure, man.
Yeah, he was a man that had the experience that everybody
yeah.
needed. He was a general. He's the only man I've ever known that never, ever got angry at anyone. I've never,
thank
ever
you.
Saw him
oh,
raise
wow.
his voice at any human being or ever lose his temper with any human being. He's the only man I've ever known, you know, and he was my
wow.
husband-in-law. We
yeah.
both married the same
oh.
woman.
Yeah, I have
we loved each other. Yeah, we loved each other with a passion, and he, you know, he was my mentor. He was everything.
Yes.
And so
I have to second that emotion.
Yeah.
I have to second that.
Yeah,
yes,
and Motown was something that the Lord put together for a dying people.
Yeah.
It was a medicine, and
yeah.
it was an antidote to depressive death, lack of musical melodies. And we were the recipients
mm-hmm.
of that blessing. That was the medicine. Detroit
yes,
was a dying place. So he gave us Motown.
Sure was.
And he gave us the Funk
mm-hmm.
Brothers. And he gave us all of these great singers like the Marvelettes
yeah.
and Martha
yeah.
and Diane and the Temps and the Tops and Speedy.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us these people. These were like penicillin to an infected spirit,
thank
musical
you.
Spirit.
Yeah.
And when
there's
we
ma-
would,
yeah,
when we got the shot.
Yes,
right
sir.
When we
yes,
got the shot,
just,
yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And when
you're
when
so
the
right.
I just talked to Martha.
Did you?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
lady.
Martha
great
just
lady.
Called me tonight. This is Thelma. Martha Reed
hi,
just called me tonight. She She was wondering if I wanted to go out with her.
She's just a great lady and a great artist, and I have such admiration for her. Yeah. For all of the acts at Motown, I mean, everyone had such a personality to render to the world. Everybody gave their best, and that's all you can ask of anyone is their best.
Yeah,
that's all.
True. I tell you, G, it came to be a hell of a family, I must say that.
Yes.
It was a hell of a family, man, that came together and stuck together, man, until the end.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah. I was talking to a contractor, and he said, I said, we're going out with the Funk Brothers. He said, the Funk Brothers? And he said that he saw an interview. He said, and what they did back then was touch the heart. Now, this guy is a young guy. He wasn't in, you know, growing
that
up
era.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
Right, no. But he knew from the songs he heard through the years, and it was overwhelming that he felt like that, you know, being a young guy and, you know, not in that era. He said, you guys touched the hearts of people. Reached down there and just touched their hearts.
You know,
that is so true.
I don't mean to shut anyone off right this minute, but you know what? I must tell you something that has happened to me since I moved back down here in Mississippi. I don't know if it was about 3-4 years ago now, but because I came back here in 91. But yet and still, look, when Standing in the Shadows came out, and it did its thing, whatever, it's still doing its thing, but. This lady called me crying, so help me God. She called me crying, and she said to me, when my wife answered the phone and said, she want to speak with you, you know, then we knew who she were. Her father was a paralegic. You know, he was on his last leg, you know, and she, when the thing started coming on TV, she missed it for a couple of times. But when she were able to catch it, her dad hadn't moved for years, and she saw him patting his foot.
Oh my
goodness! A tune in Standing in the Shadows.
Paraplegic? What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
And she said he's patting his foot. And he said he can't move.
Brought his body back to life.
I started crying. I'm telling you, I started crying. She was crying, you know, and my wife had tears all up in her eyes, you know, and I'm saying, man, this. She said he hadn't moved. She don't know how long he hadn't moved, but one tune was on there that he knew darn well. I heard this long ago. and
that ain't no kidding.
Yes, that was a wild one. That was a wild one, I tell you. You know, and that set me back to start thinking. Eddie, do you know really what you guys did?
Well,
you know, do you really know?
Yeah,
you see that.
No question.
So many people have paid.
Mr. Willis.
And, you know, yes, ma'am.
So tell me, who are some of the biggest producers you have worked with? I mean. Just with that story alone, that means that you've really touched a lot of people.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And I'm sure that, you know, we don't just work with people, you know. We meet people as we go along in our careers and in our lives. And, you know, meeting some producers and knowing some of them, you know, just tell your listeners and tell your fans who are some of the biggest producers you've worked with.
Well, I tell you that. I'm going to start with this guy. Well, the biggest, you know, we did this thing with Phil Collins in Switzerland. I don't know if you ladies have seen any of it, but it's been on TV. Phil Collins did a thing that you might know, may not, a couple of years ago, and it was huge. It was really, really huge. Getting back down now from that. Now, I'm going to say Holler Those in Holland because it's not that I learned from them that much because I think they learned from us, you know. I'm so sure, you know. But doing a session for Holler Those in Holland, You know, you learn. Yeah, I did. You do learn, you know, because these guys, even if they didn't know exactly what they wanted, because so many times that was everybody, they didn't know what they wanted, you know, for pertaining to their song, but the music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had card sheet and that bit, you know, but with no music down there, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happens. They said, well, you know, because I'm remembering George Gorder came in there one day and said, guys, now, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. His very words. He said, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I got this sheet. I got this card sheet in here, you know, and this stuff, and I want y'all to help me produce it. And,
wow.
And getting that from him, you know, that really did something to me, you know, because that it made me know then that, and you know, guys, you're on to something, and it's worth it. You see, it is worth it, you know. And I tell you what James Jamerson did, because we were fired up after that, man, and ladies, we were fired up, you know, by him making that statement, you know. So James Jamerson took his paper, threw it down on the floor, stomped on it, and screwed it with his front foot the front of his toe, you know. This is how fired up we were. He, you know. And so none of us looked at this particular music he had, you know. But, you know, a card sheet is to follow where you know where you are, you know, for rhythm mostly. And that's what we did for a follow-up, just to keep up. But somebody was singing his song. I don't remember what it was or none of that, you know. But I know what. It came off. It came off so doggone bad. I don't know what happened to it because I don't remember the song. You know, but it was a wiper, I want to tell you. It was one of those, what's your name, wipers? It was, and that it came out so wonderful, you know. And he left laughing and thanking us. He really did, you know. And that's what the brother George Gordy did, you know. And so there were many other things went down that, you know, it let you know you're doing something for the company. You know, but now it's my time. I want the company to do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
I might not never receive it, but you know, hey, I mean, this from my heart. Yeah, it's time for the company to do something for me because they didn't do nothing for me before. Mm-hmm. But we kicked butt, and I enjoyed it, and I would do it again.
All day.
Yeah.
Amazing, Mr. Right. Phil Collins. That is awesome. You know, a lot of people don't get that opportunity. Work with such big names as the Funk Brothers or Mr. Phil Collins. So the next question is for Miss Selma.
You're right. I did a thing with Boss Skaggs up here in Memphis, Tennessee about last year. And he's pretty doggone heavy, I tell you. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, I did a few things pretty heavy, really, you know, and I'm thankful the good Lord allowed me to be here to do it, you know.
Yeah.
That is my role, you know. I'm thankful to be here. Yes.
That's amazing, amazing. Miss Selma, what are some of the things that has unexpectedly happened, you know, surrounding your career?
Me?
Oh, the biggest thing is the Funk Brothers. We've lived to be with the Motown great.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
And that did unexpectedly happen.
Right.
How
I mean, after that, nothing else matters.
Yeah. Like you said, with that original music.
Brother G.
Oh, my.
We got to do this thing, son.
That is so true.
Wow. So Miss Diamond, this is it. The Funk Brothers is it.
Yeah.
Well, this is Roosevelt Henderson, and I want to say to the Stub Girls that when I first saw you guys at the audition with you about a month ago, I was sold with you guys. I mean, I really was sold. I told the guys, I say, look, I'll put my entire paycheck on the line for these young ladies. Because I know when I bring them in, they're going to show up and show out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's good.
And you know what, Roosevelt, when we were in my basement and we was auditioning for you, you kept a look on your face like, We thought you didn't have his game face on. He had his game face on.
We said,
and we were like, does he like us?
I told Sheila, I said, Sheila said, you think he liked us? I said, I don't know. She said, I don't think he liked us.
He kept it. He kept it.
Right.
And if you don't mind, okay.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't tell.
He had his game face on.
Yes, it was the game face.
Yes, right. It was.
But when he heard Michael Jackson and Gladys
Knight,
he said we all need is that Funk Brothers original music, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And they kept singing, and he said, "No more, no more. I don't need to hear any more."
I was
that's wonderful. Yes, that's wonderful.
Yes,
Rhonda.
Yes.
I'm going to play a song. So tell me a little bit about this song before I play it. I'm going to play All Is Well.
Okay. Robin is the singer.
Yeah.
And that
yeah,
was written,
but that's right, but
that song was written by Aretha Franklin's keyboard player.
Mm-hmm. Richard Gibb.
Richard Gibb.
I sure would like to hear it.
I'm going to play it for the rest of you listeners as well. Go ahead.
Okay. Wanted to thank Patricia Sweet Pea Washington for helping to... you know, she's put everything out and just was a great help. And also Mickey mm-hmm. Motown Shade. These are people who...
Hey, Mickey.
Right. They keep it going. And I wanted to thank them very much.
Yeah. Thank you, both of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was nice of you.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right here on Success Radio. I am your host, Ms. Diamond, and I have El Stubbs in the building. I also have Mr. Ellie Willis from the Funk Brothers. Right now I'm going
Thank
to bring
you.
To you All Is Well right here on Facebook
All right.
Success Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Slip for
And there you have it, All Is Well, by the lovely quintet group L Stubbs out of Detroit, Michigan. These ladies are definitely doing it for the R&B world, and they come from a very legendary background. So, of course, you'll get amazing music like All Is Well. So right now I'm going to play Should Have Known Better, L Stubbs, right here on Face Up Success Radio. I am your host, Ms. Diamond, on Interviews with the Stars.
Woke up this morning, I had a smile on my face. I didn't know someone else was taking my place. Should have known better, babe.
Should have known better.
Told me all apart, babe.
Should have known better.
Even broke my heart, babe.
Changed like the weather. Oh,
the way you treated me. Oh, Lord. I wouldn't have treated my worst enemy. You know,
Should have known better right here on Facebook Radio. I am your host, Ms. Diamond, and you have tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. And, of course, I have a lovely group of stars online.
All right.
Lovely group.
L. Stubbs.
Thank you.
Tell me about that song. How'd that come about?
And
my husband said, one of his friends said, "What did you do to her?"
Yeah.
I just wanted to write
song.
Some blues. Yeah.
So tell me who wrote that song and how did it actually come about?
Well, nobody ever abused me like that, but you know, one day I was just feeling melancholy and just, hey, I heard the music, and the topic of the song was, someone wrote the music, and I said, hey, should have known better, should go with that. So just kept writing from there.
Wow, it was a great song.
Yeah. Amazing.
Things like the weather.
Yeah.
Sound good.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So L. Stubbs has opened up for Will Downing, the Four Tops, and Chapman, and many more. So
the Dramatics. Yeah, Dramatics.
And the Dramatics. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So tell us, you know, what's coming up for L. Stubbs? Tell us what's coming up for L. Stubbs and what we can expect.
Well, we're on this wonderful tour with the Funk Brothers. That's what's coming up June the 14th, starting off at the Mississippi
Meridian.
We're going to be in Chicago with the Funk Brothers, and that's coming up on the 21st of June. And then also Kansas City will be on the 28th.
Bill, would you like to take that over?
Yes, I could. Look here, for all the listeners and everybody who may pertain to, the first show, the tour, which will be the trip to David Ruffin, it will start off in David Ruffin's hometown, which is Meridian, Mississippi. It will be the address at the Temple Theater, which is 2320 8th Street. You can go to the templetheater.com. You'll get all the information there. Then we're going to Chicago on the 21st. We'll be in Dalton, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, at the Dorchester, which is 1515 154th Street in Dalton, Illinois. Then we're going to the Uptown Theater, downtown Kansas City. That's going to be on the 28th of June. And from there, we're going over to the Belco Theater in Denver, Colorado.
All right.
We got that place to play to. And then Oklahoma City, back down here home in Jackson, Mississippi, at the Thalmara. And, you know, we're getting around. We got St. Louis.
Yeah, that sounds great.
As well, yes.
And then Diamond, also we are.
They're going to be an
awesome
Yeah, fun.
Of course. And I was going to tell Ms. Diamond that we're going to end up in Detroit. Also, we have some great new music coming out, Worthy, Look at Me Now. And we are also continuing our tour with the through the schools and also the wonderful retirement nursing homes. We love still sharing great music with everyone.
That's right.
So you can look out for some great new things coming up with the Stubbs Girls, right?
We have
a new single coming out called Worthy that's going to be coming out soon. So we're looking forward to that as well.
And following the Look at Me Now.
Ms. Diamond,
knowing that,
Diamond, I have
knowing
a question
that
from
you guys, you sure can.
Ms. Diamond, you had a guest on earlier tonight. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead,
Ms. Diamond had a guest on earlier tonight. He was speaking about ambition, goals, and everything. You know what? That was so good and positive about that young man. You know, it's very seldom that you get to do the things that I'm doing right now. Because it's not very popular for a young man to grow up in rural Mississippi. But other words, these people, like Mr. Cameron, like Mr. Willis, and all these people, Temptation, all these people. These people are just like a figment of your imagination. In other words, you heard the music, but you never seen them. In other words, you always wanted to be like them. But for a young man growing up in hard time Mississippi, I would say, but for me to come from the background that I came from, now I'm given a show that given me a privilege to be on a show with a man that I admired all my life. In other words, these two gentlemen here, Mr. Willis and G.C. Cameron, hey, look, they're like a dream come true to me. I hope I'm not finna die. See, that's a blessing from God. You know what I'm saying? God can do all things.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. The young man we had on earlier, his name is Marlon Blair of Go Hard Clothing. And from what I understand, he was born and raised in Detroit and moved to California for a better start, a better living. And as he moved to California, he was able to see things he's never seen before. But he did that just from having that dream and that goal of wanting to do more in life than what he was given in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, I hear that.
But no matter where you are, just keep your dreams alive and keep pursuing them.
That's right.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Absolutely.
We're happy to be a part of the Motown city where it all began, and that's in his deal, right?
We're now with the Motown family. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, will it be okay if I leave a 1-800 to reach the sub girl?
Go right ahead.
Okay, that will be 1-888-483-7878. Again, that's 1-888-483-7878. And that's to reach the positive, motivating, we do programs for the youth.
Programs,
and also with the stuff, we're all going out. And we're just so grateful. Thank you so much.
And also we have a website, and it's lestubbs.com. You can also visit us there.
And on Facebook
and Twitter. Mm-hmm. We're all over the place too, and we love to say we love all of our family, friends.
Stay connected.
Stay connected.
Yes.
There you guys.
Come on out to Mississippi. Thank you.
And you know when we go out to sing the songs of Motown, we're also keeping the music alive. You know when we go around the different places.
Oh, for sure.
We sing, we're keeping their music alive, and people love it. They just love it.
For sure. They really do. It's so nice.
Yeah, we have the opportunity of still staying in touch with Barrett Strong. He's a great guy, and he's always turning us on.
And don't forget, we have a
people.
Personal relationship with William Guest of the Pips. He's a wonderful guy.
Oh, yeah.
He really is. A wonderful guy.
And also Billy Wilson keeping Motown alumni alive in our city. We've been working with a lot of great people there.
Yes.
And
there
all the local
it, right?
artists there is just wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's so good.
So listeners, we have the Stubbs Girls online. I'm going to post a link on my page, Facebook. So you can reach me on Facebook at Miss Diamond Hot Topics. I'm going to also put a link there for where you can get attached to the L. Stubbs Girls, the program for the youth, and just having them come out. I'm going to post that phone number. I'm going to post their website. And so could you give you guys, the listeners, your listeners, an opportunity to hear a little something as we get ready to close out the show on today?
Pam? Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. You said you wanted us to leave with a note. We're going to get ready to close out the show,
but your listeners, they will love to hear a little bit of freestyle from you guys.
Okay. What do you want to do there? Stop, girls.
Whatever you want to do.
All right.
Sheila, why don't you hit them with a little something?
Who's that?
Did you follow?
Well, you know what? Better yet, what if Thelma do hit a little Louis Armstrong? Go ahead, Thelma.
Hey, go see.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for the funk brothers and you. But I say to myself, because we're talking to Miss Diamond, what a wonderful world.
Yeah, I hear that.
All right. Right. Very good.
Rhonda, are you still on? Rhonda, are you still on?
I think they might have got disconnected, Rhonda.
But I will say that I'm here, so grateful for here. All of you. Everyone out there, all our listeners, all our fans.
Let's tell them don't look back a little.
Oh.
Robin?
Yeah. Rhonda?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do a little don't look back. Okay. You hearing this?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Okay.
Are you there?
Pam?
I'm here. Don't look back. Come on, come back. Come on, Robin.
Don't look back. Look straight ahead.
Don't look straight ahead. Don't.
Focus on the good things that lies ahead.
Lies ahead.
When the road gets so
confused. So confused.
That you're going to follow.
Yeah. Don't.
Okay, let it go with that because we're not.
Yeah, you know, the timing on we're all from different places.
Hey, how about a little Motown, girls?
Go ahead, a little Motown. Hit a little Motown.
Girls, I've been a fool.
Well.
My man's been treating me wrong, treating me wrong. Tell me what I'm going to do.
What you going to do, Susie?
What you gonna do?
Behind each other, you're actually behind the time.
Hey, what about a little David Ruffin? Can we get a little David Ruffin before we leave?
Hey, get a little David out of here.
Come on, David.
Girl, I can't believe
Hey.
Are you really telling me goodbye?
That's it.
Oh my goodness. Hey, what about the centers over here? Where's the centers?
It's a shame.
Wow, we're gonna have a fabulous time.
Yeah, right.
Wow, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's gonna be so nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Miss Diamond.
Yeah, Miss Diamond. We hope we can have you come out to one of our shows and visit with us and be with us.
I would love.
I hope
to.
You
can
come make it out.
Honor.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you for the invite.
And
I also want to thank you guys for being a part. The Stubbs Girls for being on Faces of Success Radio with Interviews with the Stars. I am definitely honored to have been given this this interview with you and spending this lovely 2 hours with the ladies and also Mr. Eddie Rose, Mr. GC, and Mr. Bill
Thank
Payne.
Thank you.
Mr. Roosevelt, an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And
God bless everybody. And
to all your wonderful listeners.
Yes.
Thank you to you as well. So there you guys have it right here on Faces of Success Radio. I am your host, Ms. Diamond. And you guys have a lovely evening.
Thank you. You as well.
God bless you.